NSIS Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Cormac Farrell of Lawrence has been sentenced to 48 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections for aggravated sexual battery of a teenager and two counts of aggravated endangering of a child. Farrell's charges stem from an incident that occurred between August 1, 2016 and May 31, 2017, when Farrell resided with the children. It may be a holiday, but there are still some stores open for Thanksgiving.
If you're looking for some last-second Turkey Day shopping, there are a few Kansas City businesses open today. Price Chopper, Hen House Market, and Sunfresh grocery stores will be open, most of them until 1 p.m. Meanwhile, retailers that are open include Bass Pro, Big Lots, as well as two 24-hour Walgreens and CVS.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the...
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A federal judge has ruled that the Kansas Highway Patrol must stop using a tactic known as the Kansas Two-Step that detains out-of-state drivers long enough to find a reason to search their vehicles for illegal drugs. On Monday, U.S. District Judge Catherine H. Vratel granted a permanent injunction, which was not unexpected, as it follows Vratel's ruling in July that determined that the tactic violated drivers' constitutional rights against unreasonable searches. Kansas Highway Patrol spokeswoman Candace Breshears said the order is being reviewed by the state attorney general's office and declined further comment. The injunction has several requirements, including cameras and audio for all marked and unmarked patrol cars, and it also says troopers must inform drivers that they can refuse or revoke consent for a search at any time, and it also requires better training and documentation. With the two-step, troopers finish the initial traffic stop, issuing a ticket or a warning, and start to walk away, then turn back to talk more to the driver. That allows them to keep looking for grounds for a vehicle search or to buy time for drug-sniffing dogs to arrive. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of three drivers and two passengers traveling in 2017, 2018, and 2019 from neighboring Colorado, which has legalized recreational marijuana use. And the judge concluded that the patrol targeted drivers traveling along Interstate 70 to or from states that have legalized either the medical or recreational use of marijuana. Kansas has authorized neither. The patrol previously defended its tactics as a response to I-70, serving as a major corridor for drug traffickers. However, Vratel said in the July ruling that the patrol waged war on motorists, which is basically a question of numbers. Stop enough cars and you're bound to discover drugs. A Hays man, 29-year-old Colby Allen Trickle, was found guilty by a jury in September of first-degree premeditated murder and interference with law enforcement, and was sentenced on Monday to life in prison for killing his wife and trying to cover it up as a suicide. On the morning of October 31, 2019, 26-year-old Kristen Trickle was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head at her home, and the 911 caller reported the incident as a suicide. However, according to Assistant Ellis County Attorney Aaron Cunningham, investigators worked through the evidence and determined that Kristen was murdered, and they identified her husband, Colby, as the main suspect. In front of a standing room only courtroom at Monday's hearing in Ellis County District Court, Cunningham said investigators determined that 10 days before Kristen was found dead, Colby Trickle searched the internet for information on how to collect on her life insurance policy. And according to investigators, Trickle was also engaged in an online affair at the time. Investigators also learned that Colby collected on Kristen's life insurance policies, and he spent all of the money in just a few months after her death. Chief Judge of the 23rd Judicial District Court, Glenn Braun, oversaw the trial and Monday sentencing, saying there's clear evidence that this crime was committed for financial gain, and that Trickle has refused to take one iota of responsibility. Colby was remanded to the care of the Ellis County Sheriff's Department and will be transported to the Kansas Department of Corrections custody. Governor Kelly announced that she and a bipartisan group of 25 other governors signed onto a letter calling on congressional leadership to reauthorize funding to make internet access affordable. The Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, provides lower-income families the ability to pay for high-speed internet, expanding access to high-speed internet across Kansas. It's projected that the ACP will run out of funding as early as April 2024, and reauthorization of the funding means that more than 21 million households across the country, including over 126,000 Kansans, will remain connected to the internet. Governor Kelly said access to high-speed internet is essential to how we learn, how we work, and how we communicate with our friends and family in today's global economy. And Congress should reauthorize the funding so that all Kansans can participate fully in our society. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The USDA has reported that the grain harvest is nearly finished in Kansas. As of Sunday, the state's corn harvest was 100% complete, and soybeans were 96% done, ahead of the five-year average pace of 91%. Sorghum harvested was 95% finished, ahead of 88% on average. The sunflower harvest reached 90% completion, though it was nearly 92% last year. And cotton was 73% harvested, well ahead of the five-year average of 50%. The USDA also reported that pasture and range conditions were rated 12% good to excellent. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began on November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. And the cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website at kcc.ks.gov, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. Travelers will hear and see numerous transportation safety messages during the holidays, and the primary theme is simple: buckle up every trip, every time. The Kansas Drive to Zero Traffic Desk Coalition, or DTZ, reminds motorists that heavy traffic over the extended Thanksgiving weekend makes this one of the busiest travel times of the year, as, according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, 9 people died and 19 more sustained serious injuries on Kansas roads during the 2022 Thanksgiving holiday period. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said most traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries can be prevented, and properly wearing a seatbelt greatly reduces the risk of a fatality. So this should be the first step to make sure you and your loved ones arrive safely during the busy holiday season. Secretary Reed and the DTZ Coalition asks travelers to follow a basic recipe for safety, that is, to buckle up every trip, every time, make sure everyone is properly belted and or securely restrained in a child safety seat, and ditch all distractions while driving. Law enforcement agencies also want you to travel from home to table safely, so officers will have an increased presence over the holiday period, checking for seatbelt use, speeders, and suspicion of impaired driving. You can check the CanDrive.gov website or use the CanDrive app before traveling, because CanDrive provides real-time information on Kansas roadway maintenance and construction activities, winter weather conditions, and incidents and crashes affecting traffic. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Did you wait too long to thaw that Thanksgiving turkey? The meal is only hours away. Are you doomed? The USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
When it comes to cooking that Thanksgiving meal, my theme song always seems to be,
I'm late. I'm late.
I have only hours before my guests arrive, and that turkey isn't thawed yet. So I call the Ag Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. Meredith Carruthers is one of the experts on the hotline. They do get desperate calls like mine saying, what can I do? That turkey's still hard as a rock, and I'm on a deadline. Here.
You can actually cook the turkey from the frozen state in the oven. It's just going to take a little bit longer for that turkey to fully come to a safe internal temperature and be cooked and ready to eat.
About 1.5 times longer to get that internal temperature up to the 165 degrees needed to kill any bacteria in there. So instead of an approximate cooking time for my totally thawed 12-pounder of about 20 minutes a pound or 4 hours, the frozen bird would take about roughly 6 hours. Need more help with that dinner? Call the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP Hotline, and thank you, Meredith. You have saved Thanksgiving once again.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary. The National Corn Growers Association joined more than 140 ally national, regional, and state commodity groups opposing changes to USDA disaster relief. The group sent a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack relaying their concerns with the design of the emergency relief program for 2022. While the group showed appreciation for the allocation of over $3.7 billion in ERP assistance, the groups expressed serious concerns with the changes, the biggest of those being a progressive factor that reduces the disaster assistance for many eligible growers based on the size of their losses. USDA also changed the method used to incorporate producer-paid insurance premiums. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Our Thanksgiving Day looks pretty good with sunny skies and cool temperatures, but today we get one more day of very warm weather in western Kansas. High pressure will stay put for a while, and then we have a cold front moving in tomorrow night with much colder temperatures Friday and through the weekend. We do have a trough set to move across Kansas on Saturday night that could bring a few rain or snow showers. On the map heading into this afternoon, a little bit of mid and high level cloud cover is moving into our western counties, but we will have some sunshine. Sunny in the eastern counties. High pressure is parked overhead for a little while. With a strong high in the central Rockies, a low-pressure lee trough will tilt into northwestern Kansas this afternoon. That'll bring above-average daytime highs for the afternoon, and the western and central counties will stay cool for now in the east. Looking at Thanksgiving Day, we may have some occasional cloud cover as a dry cold front moves into our northern counties early in the day. No precipitation expected yet. It'll be mostly fair, breezy, and cool for our Thanksgiving. Highs in the 40s across the northern counties and 50s in the south. A stronger low-pressure trough will enter the Rockies Thanksgiving evening. It'll be windy across our state. A stronger low-pressure trough will enter the Rockies Thanksgiving evening. Gusty wind for us, and then much colder on Friday and Saturday. That trough may bring a few rain or snow showers statewide, and then back to sunshine and cooler weather Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, around 70 for the high, upper 20s and low 30s overnight, low to mid-60s north central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-30s. Low to mid-50s northeast and low 30s for the overnight hours. Upper 60s in the southwest counties, and tonight we're in the upper 20s. Mid-50s to mid-60s in the south central counties, low 30s for the overnight. Low 50s southeast, and tonight right around 30. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.